HarperCollins and Harper Audio present The Scapegoat, The Brilliant Brief Life of the Duke of Buckingham by Lucy Hughes Hallett, read by the author.
For Dan, Lettuce, and Mary, with love. A note on sources. In this book, I refer often to the people who made it possible. Those who set down their impressions during Buckingham's lifetime, or while his career was still within living memory. They are ambassadors, diarists, letter writers, news gatherers, proto-journalists, biographers, memoirists, historians, clergymen, statesmen, court recorders, poets, playwrights, politicians, gossips, parliamentary clerks. Many of them are anonymous, including those who composed songs or wrote libels, rhymes, usually scurrilous and satirical. Others are well known to history. To have given them each a proper introduction in the course of my narrative would have overcrowded the story. Instead, I list here the ones from whom I have drawn most. George Abbott, Archbishop of Canterbury. Puritan, inflexible in his detestation of Catholicism, Abbott was instrumental in bringing Buckingham to court, hoping to use him to influence King James into making war with Spain. John Aubrey. Aubrey was an archaeologist and architectural historian, as well as being the author of Brief Lives. Born in 1626, only 2 years before Buckingham's death, he was able, thanks to his indefatigable pursuit of elderly contacts and recording of their reminiscences, to paint vivid pen portraits of a number of the luminaries of Buckingham's lifetime. John Chamberlain. Chamberlain was a confirmed bachelor and popular guest who lived more in his friends' houses than in his own. Endlessly curious about contemporary events and well connected, he kept up with all the latest news and passed it on in long letters, the majority of them to Sir Dudley Carleton. He died in the same year as Buckingham. Roger Cook. Cook was born about the time of Buckingham's death, but as the grandson of Buckingham's great parliamentary opponent, Sir Edward Cook, he heard first-hand accounts of the Jacobean court and parliament from his relatives and family connections. His Detection of the Court and State of England was published in 1696. Sir Symonds Dewes, a devout Puritan, Dewes studied at the Middle Temple in the 1620s, keeping a diary in which he records his own doings alongside the news he picked up from conversations with fellow lawyers and from the pamphlets he read avidly. He became an MP and supported Parliament during the Civil Wars. Sir John Eliot. Eliot first met Buckingham when they were both teenagers in France. He worked for him at the Admiralty, then entered Parliament in 1624. He repeatedly spoke out against his former patron, calling for Buckingham's impeachment. In 1629, he was imprisoned for the second time. In the Tower, he wrote Negotium Posterorum, his account of the 1625 Parliament, before dying there in 1632. Albert de Fontenay, an envoy sent by Mary, Queen of Scots, from her English prison to Scotland in 1584 to treat with her son, King James, then aged 18. Thomas Fuller, clergyman and author. Only 20 years old when Buckingham died, Fuller records the testimony of people who knew him well. A royalist who kept his head down and survived the civil wars undisturbed. He is chiefly remembered for his compendium of biographical essays, The Worthies of England, posthumously published in 1662. Godfrey Goodman, Bishop of Gloucester. Present at court through most of Buckingham's career,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?